For the second straight night, Phoenix leaders got an earful from people calling for some police officers to be fired. And now some officers want to see a vote of no confidence against the police chief. Meanwhile, a new council member hopes to deliver on a campaign promise to increase police accountability. KJZZ's Christina Estes joins me now to talk about these latest developments following a viral video that's gained attention nationwide. And Christina, before we start, let's remind listeners what, in fact, that video shows.
It's a bystander's cell phone video, and it shows police cursing and pointing guns at a family with young children after responding to a shoplifting call.
Now, the police chief and the mayor both apologized for the officer's behavior, and an internal investigation is underway. And now there could be more action because of a new council member?
That's right. Councilmember Carlos Garcia was just sworn in a couple weeks ago. He campaigned on a promise to hold police accountable and increase transparency at City Hall. He showed up at yesterday's meeting wearing a shirt that read, "End Police Brutality." And he remained quiet as the council listened to hours of public comment. People asked the council to vote against a citywide budget, which included more than $700 million for the police department. Here's a sample of what was said.
Yesterday and today was about one thing, and that is about the criminalization of Black and brown people. When they see us, we need them to not see criminals, but to see citizens and residents of the Phoenix community.
And I'm also calling for possible early retirement of officers that serve over 15 to 20 years, as it may appear that deterioration of civility begins to occur within some of our officers during that period of time of service.
People do wrong, but even when they do wrong, they're people. Don't treat them like animals. They're human beings who sometimes pay the police officer salaries.
These are painful stories to share. They drain us.
So you're wondering why there's so much chaos and so much anger. It's because nothing is being done.
About 15 minutes into public comment, after hearing officers labeled as murderers and terrorists, Councilman Sal DeCiccio had had enough.
Councilman DeCiccio. I've got to push back on some of these negative comments because the media's here. I want the media to know that not everybody in the city believes this crap, because that's what this is. It is all wrong. No, you're all wrong.
Please be respectful.
We can disagree. So this is what happens.
From that point on, there were occasional boos, personal attacks, and some foul language from the audience. After nearly 4 hours of comments, Councilmember Carlos Garcia asked for three things.
And what are those three?
He wants the council to create an ad hoc committee to make sure past community recommendations are implemented. About 4 years ago, there were 15 recommendations to improve police and community relations. And according to Councilwoman Laura Pastor, 12 have been implemented. And you may recall earlier this year, the department paid $150,000 for the National Police Foundation to look into last year's record number of officer-involved shootings. Its recommendations included a staffing study, more realistic training, and better data collection, among other things.
Well, you mentioned three, so what are the other requests by Councilmember Garcia?
He asked to move forward to create a civilian review board with the power to subpoena police officers.
Okay, what kind of reaction did that get?
Well, he got cheers from the audience because that's been a big push. They feel like regular citizens should have a deeper role when it comes to evaluating officer conduct. Mayor Kate Gallego committed to calling the council together to address both the civilian review board and the ad hoc committee.
And then what was Garcia's third ask?
He wanted to find a way the council could move toward firing the officers shown in the video. And that is a pretty big ask because of the legal process. It's not just about city ordinances, department policies, or employment contracts. Mayor Kate Gallego explained how state law impacts the city.
And the city attorney explained the Arizona legislature has given additional due process rights to police officers. This legislative session, they continued to expand that. So police officers have different due process rights than other city employees.
After that discussion, the council did approve the budget, and then you heard from the union representing police officers?
I did. Some officers have asked the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, known as PLEA, to organize a vote of no confidence against Chief Williams. Police President Britt London tells me they're listening to membership, but consider a vote to be an extremely serious matter. He says PLEA wants to focus on the situation at hand and wait for the completed investigation before having further dialogue with members about their concerns with the chief's public comments.
So how does PLEA feel about the council even considering creating a civilian review board and the ad hoc committee?
London told me the PLEA board needs to meet and talk about it before he will issue a statement.
Obviously, a lot more still to come on this. KJZZ's Christina Estes, thank you.
You're welcome.